Editor. How sad it is to see a few people stoop to public name-calling and denigration of others within our small town. Sadly, how easy to do, but such action is trite and negative. Surely, with so much aggression in evidence around our world stage, we in Canmore can listen to each other and choose to meet to explore solutions. It was implied the Friends of the Path as a small group of folks who are remote and out of touch. Nothing could be farther from the truth. This is not a small group of residents who live along a small stretch of the Bow River. The petition has 1,700 vibrant folks. They live in diverse communities around Canmore, east and west of downtown, and on the north and south sides of the river. From Three Sisters to Benchlands to Cougar Creek to Peaks of Grassy to Spring Creek, 1,700 people reflects a large swath of the voting public who each has a lifetime of experience interacting with the world, making a difference in their own way. They recognize the West Bow River Path belongs to everyone and is deeply enjoyed by all who regularly make use of it year-round. The 1,700 to-date petition signers recognize this as a last remaining piece of naturalized river path in Canmore. That is the crux of the issue. So simple. They reject the premise the entire river path system must be a homogenized experience of unending pavement. They believe there are other truly viable options for cyclists who want to travel quickly in and out of town. Let's talk about that together. They value that this unpaved section is natural and enjoyed by thousands who often head out to explore it to and from downtown, pushing carriages, riding bikes, walking dogs, using trekking poles, teaching their children to bike ride, enjoying a jog on a soft surface to protect their knees. Who lives in isolation, as has been shallowly suggested? Instead, I simply say I know for a fact so many Friends of the Path are deeply engaged in their community in multiple causes because they see needs, and involvement is their way of life. Cooking meals for hungry and homeless individuals, helping support struggling families at Christmas and year-round, saying thank you with hot meals to hospital workers at the pandemic's height, planning ahead for those in medical crisis, supporting our dynamic artists. These very same people see a need now, and have chosen to sign the petition and become a Friend of the Path. How positive it would be if Mayor Crowsert, Sow Sally Cottle and Town Council would stop sitting on their hands on this issue, sign the petition, and get actively involved in protecting a big piece of Canmore's history. Let's meet to discuss several viable options. Become a real Friend of the Path. Elizabeth Jennings, Canmore.